Welcome to another episode of Garland County Locker Room, brought to you by the Sports Department of the Sentinel Record. I'm sports editor James Lee, and this week I wanted to talk a bit about volleyball. Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, we had just one guest this week, but I hope to bring some more of the county's volleyball coaches to the podcast soon. I spoke with Hot Springs Lady Trojans head coach, Dina Franklin, about her team after they won their first conference game of the season Thursday against El Dorado. She is excited about the senior leadership that the team has, and she hopes to see the team return to the Class 5A state tournament again this season.
Start off with Thursday night, you know, opened up conference with a big win. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, our kids came out, I thought, ready to play. We pretty much dominated it. We won 25-11, 25-16, 25-15. Played our positions well, hustled well, communicated well. Overall, I think just did a pretty good job.
Yeah. You know, I know it's early in the season. How do you feel like the team is doing so far?
We've had a few ups and downs and bumps in the roads, but overall, it's a pretty good team. The motivation is there. The leadership is there. They just play well with each other. I can put pretty much any combination of kid out there and they're going to perform. It's a pretty unique group.
Right. Well, that's good to hear. So, what kind of breakdown do you have this year? I mean, are you pretty senior heavy or?
I've got 17 on the team and I've got 5 seniors. I had a move from Malvern to make our 5th, but the group of seniors is extremely strong, extremely passionate about what they do and are really quality leaders.
Okay. How's the team, you know, coming together and gelling?
I think extremely well. The seniors are that driving force. I think they have that passion. Mm-hmm. And it's contagious.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, what kind of trajectory do you see for the team this season?
It's really hard to say. You never really know until you've faced all your competition at least once. You know, our conference, we've kind of finished middle of the pack every year, and we're hoping to rise above that this year. We got to the state tournament last year. They got a little taste of that, and I hope we're hungry for it again so that we can get there again and do better than we did last year.
Absolutely. So, excuse me. You know, we talked a little bit the other night about, you know, some of your players, you know, Marley in particular, you know, and a couple of others. You know, what kind of leadership, you know, do these seniors bring to the table?
All 5 of my seniors right now have a starting position. Mm-hmm. Mark Archie is one of my outside hitters and is playing that left back spot, which is normally a libero spot. She's not built like a libero, but she sees the floor well. She reads the floor well. She moves well and probably is leading our team right now in digs. I haven't calculated it all yet, but she's probably leading our team in digs. So she does her job defensively as well as offensively.
Right.
We got, as far as my seniors go, we had a move in from Malvern that's playing one of my middle blockers. And she's a little thing, but jumps like crazy, Leah Patton. Mm-hmm. And she has kind of owned her spot in that middle and does a really good job there. Niecy Owens is playing my right front spot, and she's long and lanky and is a great blocker against other teams' outside hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Bella Tim comes in and plays a middle back spot, as well as Whitney Long. Those two seniors are both playing my middle back spots, and they have a passion for not letting that ball hit the floor. So the intensity that they give and the fire in their eyes, it's pretty special. And did I name them all? I'm trying to think.
I think so.
I think I did.
Yeah.
I'm trying to roll through my position.
Yeah, I understand. And, you know, talk to me a little bit about that, that setter of yours. You said she's a sophomore?
She's a sophomore, Bianca Thomas. She, when I saw her, she has tremendous hands. And in my career, I don't think I've ever run a 5-1 offense before. I've always had a back row setter. And her hands are so pretty, and she sees the floor so well that I'm running a 5-1 offense, and she's my setter all the way around. She, we talked about her playing not like a sophomore. She really does play well for her position. She sees the floor well. She reads the floor well. We're working a little bit more on her aggressiveness at the net because she's a long, lanky thing that moves well and can kill the ball if we give her the opportunity.
Yeah. you know, you mentioned how y'all are hoping to, you know, find your way back to the state tournament this year. I know that y'all have a tough conference. I mean, obviously, you know, some of these teams that you've got in there, like Hamilton, Lakeside, I mean, they're the ones that you're going to expect in there every year. So talk to me a little bit about the conference and how you feel y'all are shaping up comparatively. I mean, like I said, I know it's early, but.
Right. It's really hard to tell right now. Where Lakeside and Lake Hamilton, of course, you know, are our in-county competition as well as our conference competition. So that's always a driving force for our kids. Traditionally, they have that mindset that it's tougher to beat them. You know, I think a part of it is just being across town. So we're trying to, again, get past that and forget about what color they have on and what their jerseys say, and it's just another competitor. I think we can compete and beat both of them if we play like we're capable of playing.
Yeah. All right. So who's the next couple of matches y'all got?
We've actually got Lake Hamilton on Tuesday.
Okay.
And we go to Whitehall on Thursday. And both of them are conference games.
Right. All right. Sounds good. Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me.
Why, sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Garland County Locker Room as I sat down with Coach Dina Franklin. I'm sure I'm not the only one excited to see how the Lady Trojans and our other volleyball teams do as the season really gets going. Our next episode will be released on Thursday, September 16th, as sports reporter Christian Collins and I preview some of this week's upcoming high school football games. If you like our content, please consider subscribing to the podcast to have it delivered to your device as soon as it becomes available. You can find Garland County Locker Room wherever you listen to podcasts.